Sporty World Cup greetings, Muckbill.
Sporty World Cup greetings to you too, Sonny.
Muckbill, Tunisia is in Group D for the World Cup, along with Australia, Denmark, and defending champion France. Who are the top players for the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia?
This is one of the tougher groups for any African team, Sonny. Would I want to be in a group with France and Denmark? I don't think so. But nonetheless, if there was an African team that could make some magic happen in this group, it would be the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia. I'd say the top players to watch for the Tunisian side should start with the captain, Dylan Braun, who also plays for the Serie A side, Salernitana, and he will be the center of their defense. And as they say, defense wins championships, so he will be huge for their success. Next, I'll have to say the midfielder, Elias Shaqiri, that plays for the Bundesliga side, Cologne. He's an outstanding player that holds the midfield down, and he has an amazing work rate, and he never gives up on plays. Lastly, I would say Youssef Msekni, who I feel like will be one of their go-to scorers. He's 31 years old and has had a bit of injury that has caused him to be in and out of the national team for some years. But when he's on the squad, he makes a lasting impression.
The 50-year-old Tunisian Jalel Kadri was appointed head coach of the Carthage Eagles in January 2022. He's one of five local coaches leading African teams in Qatar. That's a World Cup first for Africa. Muckbill, do you like local coaches leading African teams? Or do you think European coaches could perhaps provide better tactics and experience?
That's an excellent question, and I honestly can't say there's a concrete answer on this, unfortunately. I feel like there are great points for either side. The plus side of having a local coach is that he's probably been around these players for a few years. He's also seen their development and knows their game and what they can and cannot do on the field. He also probably can relate more to them, and that's very, very integral for being a coach. As for the European coaches, they come in and provide a lot of expertise on the game, a lot of them having coached on higher levels. But, and I will say this, a lot of times it doesn't necessarily correlate to wins. As we've seen for years, African teams have been led by European or South American coaches, but they haven't been that successful. So why not give the local guys a try and see what happens?
Muckbill, what has Tunisia's record been like at previous World Cups?
Sonny, Tunisia hasn't had a ton of success in their past World Cups, unfortunately, but hopefully this one will be different. They've been in five other World Cups in the years, 1978, 1998, 2002, 2006 and 2018. This year will be their sixth appearance and potentially their first time out of the group stages.
Tunisia will kick off its World Cup campaign on November 22nd when it plays Denmark. Now, Denmark's best World Cup performance came in 1998 when it reached the quarterfinals in France. Muckbill, how do you see this Tunisia-Denmark encounter?
Sonny, I think that this game is vital for Tunisia. If they're able to win or draw, it'll make their chances that much better for getting out of the group stages. I think they can beat Australia, and with a tie in the Denmark game, they'd have about 4 points. I don't see them stacking that well against the French side, who are the former champions. But the beauty of football is that anyone can win as long as it's just one game. The main player that Tunisia has to worry about, in my opinion, would be Christian Eriksen, the captain that also plays midfield for Manchester United. He's great at controlling the tempo of the midfield, and he is also a midfielder that loves to push the ball forward and score. If they can try and contain him a bit, they'll have a good chance in their clash with Denmark.
Muckbill, economically and culturally, Tunisia and Qatar have close ties. In fact, the Arab Gulf States Institute here in Washington reported at the end of 2020, Qatar was the top Arab investor in Tunisia and the second highest foreign investor after France. For Tunisia, Muckbill, do you think such close economic ties can pay off in a good World Cup performance in Qatar?
That's an excellent question, Sonny. I feel like great performances in football require a lot of things. Your fan base being there to support you is key. And the fact that culturally, Qatar and Tunisia, both being Arab-speaking countries, may make them a bit more comfortable playing there. It might also feel like a home game to some of the players. Yusuf Msekni is one of the players to watch that I mentioned earlier, and he plays for a Qatari side, Al Duhal. So he's definitely at home over there, so he may give that same energy and vibe to the rest of the team. That's all for me, Sonny. Back to you.
Thanks, Mukbil. That's my VOA colleague, Mukbil Yabaro, speaking with us here in Washington.